Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
New study has come out and revealed that people are getting stingier and stingier when it comes to going on dates. Do you have proof of this? We want to hear about your cheapest date experience. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Pretty soon somebody's going to be like, yo, you want to go do dinner together? And it's going to be over FaceTime.
No kidding.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be wild.
I've straight up seen people on Venmo, which I don't understand why Venmo does the thing where they just tell everyone what you're paying for, like blowing you up. And if you don't put it private, you can see it. I've flat out seen people like in the Venmo description splitting dinner.
On a date.
On a date. Yes.
Wow.
Split, like, I know they went on a date, and it says $20 for dinner. Here you go. Wow.
So wild, man. Now, Benny from Long Beach, good morning.
Yo, what's up?
Tell me about your cheapest date, my man.
So I took out this girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She was a single mom. No big deal. I had no problem with that.
Yeah, for sure.
But she brought the baby to the date.
Well, that can be a little bit of a hater.
And that wasn't planned? Like, you didn't know?
No, I had no idea.
She said
last minute.
She didn't bring a baby.
Well, you never know. Chelsea's like, hey, I want you to meet my baby. Maybe it was at that.
On the first date.
Yeah, dude, that's
you
a little bit of a clinger right there.
Right.
So the baby shows up to your date. And
yeah.
You're shocked.
Totally threw me off. It was like crazy, but either way, I was like, all right, I can roll with this. No big deal.
Thirst was real.
Before we even got our entrees, the baby like pooped like that, I guess, you know.
Yeah, babies do.
And she didn't have any diapers to change the baby.
Wait,
and I was
what?
Like, you didn't. Yeah, exactly.
You just left the house with the baby, but no supplies, huh?
So then I stepped out. I was like, oh, let me go buy diapers. So I went to the store.
Oh,
I grabbed some diapers. I got a little formula because I thought if this girl's less unprepared, she probably doesn't have anything for her to eat either. So I picked up some formula.
Wow, Benny.
We finished. She changed the baby. Everything was fine. We ate dinner. But this girl, she's like ghosting me now. She's not calling me back.
So, wait, hold on. So she just used you for diapers and formula and then is like, peace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, you think this is a scam, maybe?
Oh, for sure. This lady's, wait till Christmas. She starts swiping right on everybody and she's just like, can you give my baby a present?
Betty, I want to give you props, bro, on the real, because he says you got up from the restaurant, you went and bought the supplies, and then you came back to finish dinner with her.
Yeah.
That is so dope of you.
Yeah. Didn't turn out that way, but I guess so.
Just don't answer her phone calls in a few years. When she's trying to get her kid into college.
Yeah, right.
Benny, a.k.a. Financial Aid right there. Coral from San Bernardino. Good morning.
Good morning.
Coral, thanks for hanging out with us. Nominate your cheapest date. What went down?
I used to work at a jewelry, and I had this dude that he was really interested in me. And he was like, would you like to go on a date? And I was like, yeah, for sure. He made me pick him up in a bus stop. And the worst part is that I was all dressed up, and he was wearing flip-flops.
Did you go on a date with Kanye West?
His dude.
I was so pissed.
Me and my friends have had this conversation. Like, I do not enjoy guys that wear flip flops. Like, there's a time and a place.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
flip flops with jeans. Was he wearing jeans? Because that's like my big pet peeve.
He was wearing jeans, like a nice, like, you know, dress up shirt.
He's wearing a nice shirt.
All right. So, Coral, this will do it right here, though. Was he wearing socks with the flip flops?
No.
Okay.
It almost would have been better. In a weird way.
Like he has dress socks, a tuxedo, a top hat, and flip flops.
Yeah.
Did you still go through with the date or did you just leave him at the bus stop?
No. I got really pissed and I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. And I put him back in the bus stop. I was like, sorry.
Good for you.
Whoa.
Man.
I'm not dealing with you.
I would love it if you just didn't even get out of the car. You just pulled up, rolled down your window, and like,
I looked him up and down and just kept driving.
Nah.
Coral, hopefully things have gotten better for you now. How are things going?
It's better. I met someone else.
Okay.
I'm going to be 2 years with him this November.
Congratulations,
that's awesome.
Coral.
There is hope.
Fantastic. There is, Chelsea.
You.
Hang in there, Chelsea.
Don't get crazy.
Love you, Carl. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Gabby from Riverside. Good morning.
Hi.
Gabby, thanks for hanging out with us. Nominate your cheapest date. What happened?
So mine is really crazy. You guys might not believe it, but I was 19. My first date in college, I had this guy ask me out. We had been talking for a while. So he asked to go on a date. I'm all for it. We get to the restaurant, and in the car, he asked me for $20 to help put the bill so that when we got there and we got the check, he could say he paid for it.
Wow.
Oh, that is not okay.
This guy.
It was crazy.
Did you give it to him?
I didn't know what to do, so yeah. I was kind of like,
awkward. You panicked. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I love the fact that this guy has the foresight to know he's supposed to pay for the whole thing. He's not going to. He's not worried about being embarrassed in that situation. He just doesn't want the shame from the waiter or waitress when they come up and hand the check and you guys both put $20 in the middle.
Well, then also for you, if this is your first date.
I know. It was crazy.
If this is your first date, you like don't know what to expect. So you're probably just like, oh, I guess this is how it goes. Like, that's confusing.
No
matches. Oh, my gosh.
That's when you order way over $40 worth of stuff.
That's right.
So he ends up paying for way more than your $20, you know?
I thought about it, but there was no second date after that.
Mm-hmm. Hell no. Are things looking better for you now?
Yes, they are. They look great.
Thank God. Good. There you go. Thank you for listening to us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.